What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey guys, before we get into today's quick tip, quick announcement for you. I'm going to be doing a couple of live free webinar trainings the week of November 4th. That is next week. And the webinar training is called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective and profitable ads that get results for your business. So if you're feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you just want to stop feeling overwhelmed, and you are an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating effective and profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I want to invite you to sign up for one of these live free webinar trainings with me. And you can do that at rickmulready.com/live training. Now, on this live webinar, I'm going to be teaching you my exact step-by-step process that I think all online experts need to know to be generating profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads. I'm also going to be sharing the mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. I'm also going to be doing a live Q&A for you during that live training. So to register, to pick a day, a time that works for you, go to rickmulready.com/live training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/live training. All right, my friends, let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is another quick tip episode where you are going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue as a result for your business. Now, one question I get a lot is how should, quote unquote, you allocate your Facebook and Instagram ads budget towards each level of your sales funnel? So we're talking cold traffic, warm traffic, and hot traffic. Okay. Now, in a different episode, I'm going to do an episode where I would share with you exactly what I would do if I had $1,000 to spend on ads. I'm going to break that strategy down for what I would do if I only had $1,000 to spend. Okay. Now, but in this episode here, I just want to break down the sort of the percentage of ad spend, whatever your budget is, for how I would allocate it towards the different traffic, cold traffic, warm traffic, and hot traffic. By the way, this is how I define these audiences, cold, warm, and hot. And I know there are other people out there teaching ads who define them differently. So by way of my definition, cold traffic, these are people who don't know who you are, right? Or your business. So this is where you're targeting other Facebook pages, etc. These people do not know who you are. Okay, that's cold traffic. The warm traffic is sort of like the next level of your funnel. These are people who probably do know who you are. So these are people who have interacted with you or your business in some way. Maybe these are your Facebook fans. Maybe these are your Instagram profile engagers. These are people who watched your videos. These are people who are on your email list or who have visited your website. Maybe they visited your sales page and didn't purchase. Maybe they visited your opt-in page, but didn't opt in. Maybe they did opt in to your opt-in. This is all warm traffic, how I call, classify, I should say, warm traffic. Then we have our hot traffic. The hot traffic in my book is buyers. These people have bought from you before, and they're very likely to purchase from you again. Okay, so that's how I define cold traffic, warm traffic, and hot traffic. Now, as far as allocating budget to each of these audiences, here's what I recommend. And this is just a guideline. I'm going to explain why I say that here in just a second. So for cold traffic, okay, so remember, these are people who do not know who you are. And this is sort of your top of the funnel, if you will, awareness style ads. I recommend spending somewhere in the 50 to 60% of your overall budget on your top of funnel, on your cold traffic ads. Because the idea here is what we're trying to do is we're trying to turn each of these levels into buyers, right? So we're trying to get cold traffic into warm traffic. We're trying to get warm traffic into buyers. And for this top of funnel, I recommend running video ads. So video views as your objective, and then you are optimizing for through play. Okay, so again, video views as your objective and then optimizing for through play. Now, are there other strategies here to run, you know, awareness style ads? Of course there are. You can send people to a blog post, for example, and then build audiences of those people. I'm really recommending, and I'm going to do another episode here on the podcast, I'm really recommending running video ads, doing video views as your objective, and then optimizing for through play for those videos. So that's top of your funnel, okay? This is you're trying to introduce yourself, your brand, your business, your offer, etc., to cold audiences, people who do not know who you are. So this is going to take up the majority of your, not the majority, but the highest percentage, I should say, of your overall budget in that 50 to 60% range-ish, okay? Now, for the warm traffic, or the middle part of our funnel, where we are now trying to convert those people that we've reached at the top of the funnel into warm traffic, we're trying to get conversions now, right? And so we're trying to get them to opt into our list by, you know, whatever it is, lead magnet, video series, webinar, whatever it is that we're doing. And for the percentage range that I recommend for the middle part of our funnel is that 30 to 40% range. Okay. Remember, at the top of the funnel, we need to reach the most people. And so that's why we're allocating the largest percentage from our budget to the top of the funnel in that 50 to 60% of our overall budget range. Now, if we're retargeting those cold audiences, that people who have engaged with us in some way, to get them to convert, meaning we want them to opt in, become a lead for us, that number of people is going to be smaller now. And so I want to go a little bit lower on the ad spend, roughly in that 30 to 40% range of our overall budget. And then after that, now we're at the bottom of our funnel, where you're going directly for a sale. This is where you spend basically the rest of your budget, roughly 10% or so. Okay. So at the top of the funnel, we're spending 50 to 60% ish of our overall budget. And then, and I do recommend running video ads with a, you know, a video views campaign and then optimizing for through play. Cause then what we're doing is we're building our video engagement audiences of people who are watching our videos. Then we're going to be retargeting them for the next part of our funnel, in that with our overall budget is 30 to 40% of our overall budget, we're retargeting those video engagement audiences to get them to convert. And then at the bottom of the funnel, now we're spending the rest of the budget to get them to directly to a sale. Now, again, there's always exceptions to this, right? For example, if you're doing a launch and you have not been building audiences in any way that you can retarget, then obviously you're going to go straight for the conversion to the cold traffic and your warm traffic. And this would take up the majority of your budget. So, for example, you would do 80 to 90% of your budget for conversions and then like 10%-ish for very, very warm traffic to try to get them to convert. Okay. Again, these are just guidelines here, but the goal is to build your warm audiences as quickly as possible so that you can do two things. Number one, so that you can create lookalike audiences of your warm audiences. And then also, you want to be moving that warm traffic closer to becoming a paying customer, right? So we want to spend the majority of our budget at the top building those warm audiences. Then as we move further down the sales funnel, we want to be converting those people into leads for us. And then as at the bottom of funnel, we want to be converting those leads into sales. Okay. And then, you know, there's a whole thing about a whole other topic and many different rabbit holes about, you know, what type of sales mechanism, webinar, et cetera, that we're going to use to convert those people into buyers. But that's a different episode, many different episodes, right? But this one here, I just wanted to answer the question of what I recommend, how I recommend allocating your budget for different points of the funnel. The big mistake I see people make, for example, is that they don't spend any of the time or budget at that top of the funnel where you're building those warm audiences. People go straight for the conversion. Now, I'm not saying this is a bad strategy because I do the same thing as well. But for long-term success with your ads, getting people, you know, and building consistently building your warm audiences so that you can expand your launches and get bigger and better results as time goes on, playing the long game, you definitely want to be building those warm audiences as quickly as you can so that you can turn them into lookalike audiences and get them into your sales funnel to become buyers. And we do that by targeting at the awareness level at the top of our funnel and doing things like video ads, with video views as your objective, through play as your what you're optimizing for, and you're building your video engagement audiences so that you can then retarget them to become leads and then again turn those leads into sales. Okay. So that's how I'd recommend allocating your Facebook and Instagram ads budget within your overall budget. Again, there are always exceptions, but that's for the most part how I recommend you doing that. Okay, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here on the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.